Hello, everybody. It's Daniel here, and welcome to Emotional English Podcast. Another episode, another chance to learn English. Today, we'll speak with you about the new episode about our hospitality area. So all of you who are working or visiting hotels or who are working in this customer service area, this lesson will be very, very useful, and hope you would love it a lot. So I want to discuss the new vocabulary with you guys. I mean, the vocabulary related to our hospitality area. I want to discuss with you some examples, maybe some situations, because I had been working in this area for many, many years. And that's such an experience, you know, such a great pleasure to discuss this topic with you, because everything with hospitality is vitally important to human beings, because when you visit the place, the first thing you see in the hotel is how the people taking care of you, what people do, right, and how they make you smile, right? This is very important. And the vocabulary, which is which I have prepared for you guys for today, is very good, and I like it very much. Today we will discuss 13 new words related to the area of hotels and just in general hospitality. So these words are pretty usable in your daily life, so you can learn it or you can use it in your exams or whatever. English is kind of, you know, pushing you forward. It doesn't matter. The thing is, we can revise, we can learn something new today, and this is very important. So the first word what I want to discuss with you guys is the word amenities. Amenities is a very cool thing. Imagine something you have around your house, like maybe local shops or post offices or banks, bus stations, maybe different parks, just great places which kind of makes your place of living a little bit better, right? When you talk about amenities, it is something very useful. It's something which you desire a lot. It's something which is pretty attractive, right? It makes the place much, much better. It's like a facility or a feature of a place where you live. Let's imagine I do have a lot of amenities in around my apartment. Different amenities, like I have a bus stop very near to me, and then I have a beautiful lake. We have a central park very close, and then just a lot of local shops, right? I have a couple grocery stores next by. And this is all great amenities I have. So when you talk about amenities, amenities makes your life much, much better. Hope you do understand myself. So as an example, I can give you this sentence. All local amenities, including the post office, several banks, and the bus station, are within walking distance of the hotel. So amenities are very close. It's a very big plus. It's a very big positive thing for the hotel location, because people who are staying at your hotel, they need some things to buy. They need some services to get. So that's why amenities should be close. So that's what I wanted to say about this word. Amenities is a pretty good thing. So hope you got this right. The second word is budget, you know, the budget. Generally speaking, when you talk about budgets, you're talking about money, and you're talking about money which you have. Let's say when I ask you, what is your budget? It doesn't matter. It's not matter to me how much money you have on you right now. The budget is how much money are you planning to use, or are you planning to spend on a particular service or a thing. For example, when you're looking for a car, you have a particular budget for that car, right? So if you're looking for a Ferrari, so this is a pretty good budget. You have a lot of money for your purchase. But when you talk about Lada, let's say, or the car in general, which is kind of a secondhand market, so this is the budget what you need is kind of less than the new car, right? So all of us are having different budget when we're traveling. So you can stay at the hotel or motel. And if you have a low budget, you go to the motel. If you have a very good budget, you go to five-star hotel, right? So all of us, we do have budgets. And an example I can give you here is like this. Whoa, these hotels are way over our budget. Way over our budget, right? It means too expensive. When you use this word in the context of, oh my God, that way over on my budget, it means it's too high. The price is too high, okay? So the next word is the word conference, right? So, you know, many businesses, they organize different conferences. It's like a formal meeting where people discuss things. They're kind of sharing their interests, their plans. And most hotels, they do have meeting rooms, right? And inside of these meeting rooms, businesses organize their conferences. I remember where I had been working at the hotel industry. I had been working as the conference hall manager in Volgograd, and it was quite interesting to be at that position, because conferences are different. You know, you can see many people and they all have different interests, and you know, life in the hotel is quite interesting when you have different activities happening there, right? So this is the word conference. I think it's a pretty simple word. For example, our company has held its annual conference here for the past 3 years. An annual conference, it's not just the conference, it's the conference which happens to the company every year. Annual, it's like a period of a year, right? The next word is the word eco-friendly. So for example, we discuss with you the eco-friendly environment in the hotel. It means that the hotel is very good with their recycling. So the hotel is not harmful to the environment. So that means eco-friendly. When you're looking for, if you're a vegan, if you're just the person who likes nature, so you're probably looking for an eco-friendly hotel because they take care of the ecology, and that's why they call themselves eco-friendly. So for example, an example for this construction, we can say something like this. We use eco-friendly cleaning products in the hotel because we believe in protecting the environment. See, so when you use eco-friendly cleaning products, you're kind of taking care of the nature. So this is one of the ways how you can be very friendly with nature, with ecology. So in the hotels, they do this job in a pretty good manner. So next word is the word environment, which is pretty good. Connected with eco-friendly as well. So if you want your environment to be clean, so you should be eco-friendly. If you want your relationships to be nice, so you should have the eco-friendly relationships, so clean and nice. And environment is your surrounding, right? It's your conditions in which you as a person or your animal, your pet or plant lives and operates. So when you have a good environment, it means that the location where you live is good. When you have a bad environment, so it means that everything, the surroundings or the conditions of the surrounding is very, very bad. Let's imagine if your air is not fresh in your place. So this is probably bad environment conditions. If you have, let's say, very fresh and nice and mountain breeze and whatever you have in your place. So this is a good environment. So the air is fresh. The air is good. This is exactly what you're looking for, right? Good environment. When you take care of the garbage, by the way, you're taking care of environment as well because you're cleaning the environment. Your surrounding is getting cleaner, right? So the next example I can give you here is the question, right? We can ask you the question, do you think a small hotel would have a friendlier work environment than a big one? So in this discussion, so we talk about or talk and discuss things about the staff, probably. So let's imagine we have a big, big, huge Marriott hotel and a local family business hotel. And what do you think? Which hotel is kind of friendlier? It's quite hard to say because it depends on the personality of the owner. So if you have a good general manager in a big hotel, so probably you have a good and friendly work environment and just environment in general. But when you work in a small family business and your owner is mad, always greedy, so this is exactly the opposite. So the environment in this hotel would be very, very bad, right? So, and for me, I think the work environment is more interesting and more fun in a big hotel because just more things happening there, you know, it's just interesting and just fun. And I like it more, much more. So the next part is the word, what we can discuss is the word facility. Facility, you know, different areas, different hotels, they do have different facilities. And for example, the hotel can have a beautiful restaurant facility. It means it's a good place or service what the hotel can offer to their guests. And facility is like a service what the hotel can provide. The swimming pool facility, the restaurant facility, cafe facility, coffee shop facility, you know, breakfast area facility. This is different areas or, you know, just places where people can have different equipment and they provide this equipment for a specific purpose, right? And when you go to the restaurant, you have tables, you have chairs, you have waiters and waitresses, right? You have different things and services what hotel can give you, right? As a hotel, as a location. So, and this facility provides you service of food serving. The swimming pool can provide you the service of swimming, right? Because they have a swimming facility, you know, just all things, the pool, towels, washing room, everything is prepared just nicely for you. Okay, so this is the facilities. It's location, different areas, different service locations which the hotel can provide you. The example here I can give is, for example, the motel doesn't have a restaurant, so I hope our room has a decent cooking facility. In this case, we see the word facility as different specific equipment parts inside of the room. For example, if your hotel doesn't have a restaurant, but it has the cooking facility inside of your room, it means you can cook your own food inside of your room because you do have specific things inside of your rooms, right? So this is the facilities which are kind of provided to you by the hotel. Next combination is fixtures and furnishing or furnishings, right? Fixtures and furnishings. A very good, you know, word which is pretty popular to use inside of the hotel industry. Let's imagine when you are entering the room inside of the hotel, what do you see first? Of course, you see different decorations and you see the furniture. And that's what this word means. Fixtures and furnishings, it's all related to the furniture and design of your room. Let's imagine everything you see around, which makes the vibe of the hotel, is your fixture and furnishing. Okay. So when you have a lot of interesting decoration parts, and beautiful chairs and the bed looks good, it means that fixtures and furnishing, you know, works well in your hotel, or it's brand new, right? When you feel this freshness of the room, this is because of the fixtures and furnishing is brand new, right? Are brand new. So let's check what the example I can give you here. The interior designer insisted on changing everything from the lighting to the tables and chairs. So all our fixtures and furnishings are brand new, right? So the interior designer, it's the person who is taking care of the interior of the room or of the hotel. And he insisted, this verb means kind of pushed his word in one particular direction. So when you insist, you are kind of pushing your statement further, right? You have many different ideas, for example, and you insist and you push your idea forward. You want to be heard, right? So this is the situation here. So when you take care of your fixtures and furnishings, you're kind of taking care of the whole interior design and furniture of your room. The next word, which is pretty, you know, banal, I would say, is the word honeymoon. You know what is honeymoon. Of course, it's not connected with honey, not connected with the moon. It's just the idiomatic phrase to describe the period after people got married, right? So when you have a person or a couple who just got married, they're planning their honeymoon, their trip together. So it's usually happens immediately after the wedding, right? So, and you know, honeymoon is a quite nice time. Hope I will feel one of these one day, I hope. So they went to Spain on their honeymoon, right? This is the example of this word. So you can go to the particular area on your honeymoon and, you know, they will be back in 2 weeks. So this couple will be back in 2 weeks. It means their honeymoon period is 2 weeks, right? So this is the honeymoon story. The next word is quite interesting as well. It's the word motel chain. So you can see different types of hotels and motels. The difference is just about the security, probably. So the motels, they have the door outside. You have your room and your door just goes outside to the street. But when you stay at the hotel, so your room door goes to the lobby or to the hall, and then you're kind of having a better protection. Some people prefer motels more. Some people prefer hotels. Probably hotels are better for relaxation, for chilling, for protection of yourself. But motels are good for people who are just staying in a long run, because it looks like your own apartment. You know, you're just having your own door outside. And most motels, they do have parking slots, and you can park your car in front of your door and then go inside, right? So, for example, the Hilton hotel chain is so big, we could fly around the world and stay at one of their hotels in every country we visit. So in this area, as you see, so motel chain, it's like a group of hotels and operated or owned by a particular company. And, you know, Hilton hotel chain or motel chain is actually a very popular brand. Marriott motel chain or hotel chain is very popular as well. So when you visit different locations, you can see these brands all over, right? So I prefer Marriott hotel is a pretty good brand. So every place I go, I can trust this location, this beautiful branding. So the next adjective, which is pretty popular to use, you can use this adjective a lot with people. And this word is pamper. Pampering, it's when you are taking care of someone, right? You can pamper someone's mood, right? Not the mood. Okay, I'm sorry, a little bit disconnected here. So when you feel pampered, you feel a lot of kindness inside, right? You just feel very good. You can make someone feel much, much better when you pampering, okay? So when the person feel pampered, he is very excited. He feels very good. When you pamper someone, it means that you're taking care of this person. You're trying to, you know, to make his stay the best of the best. It's the share of your kindness, is the share of your comfort. It means that you provide a lot of attention to the person, right? So don't forget to pamper your friends, family, right? Because they want to be pampered. They want to feel pampered, right? So hope you got this meaning. And we go to the next simple word. The word is reception. So reception, it's the location where you visit your guests, you're visiting and greeting people. And literally, it's just the table or, you know, like a counter, which is used for welcoming and, checking the guests, where you checking in the guests and checking out the guests. So this is what reception is. So people arrive, they go directly to the reception desk to pick up their room keys, right? This is the example for you guys for the reception. I think it's a pretty popular word, so why should I tell you what it means? You know that for sure. So the next word is renovate, renovate. It's a verb here in this location. I mean, renovate is a verb, renovation is a noun. It's just when you're trying to improve your conditions. You remember the word of fixtures and furnishings. So when you're like upgrading your fixtures and furnishing, this is the renovation called renovation. So when you're renovating, you're kind of improving the condition of your hotel or room or building or your apartment. So yeah, so you're repairing, you're rebuilding, you're making it looks better. Okay, you're just making it better. So that's what renovating means. And the example for you guys, they're going to renovate this hotel. So I should look much better. Oh, it should look much better when we come back next year. So they are going to renovate this hotel. They're just planning to fix it, to make some upgrades, to repair it, to rebuild it, right? So renovation is a good thing. It's a positive thing. It makes your stay better in the long run when you come back and you see a renovated room, right? So, and last but not least word, it's called this word, vacate, right? Vacate. Vacate, it means when you should, vacate, when you should leave your room. It's a very popular word to be used in the hotel industry. Some rooms must be vacated by 12 p.m. On the final day of your stay. So when you need to leave your room, to make a checkout, right, to do the checkout, this is the what is vacate means. So you're kind of leaving or canceling your stay. That's how it works. Let's imagine the room was occupied by someone, and now you're vacating the room, you're leaving the room, and you're letting someone else to stay there after the housekeeper will clean the room for you. And this is the last word, what we've got. And now I will do a little questioning, like I will ask you some questions related to this topic. And hope you will answer me, and we'll have a little great revision about this vocabulary part. Maybe next time when we discuss with you the hospitality area, we'll use the text and we will read and we will see all these words all together in one place. So, but now just listen to my question. So when you have a low budget, what does it mean? I mean, oh man, I have a low budget. So I cannot afford this hotel, for example, right? What does it mean? Do you understand what I'm saying? The low budget and high budget and or good budget is describe the particular, let's say, finances, right? What you have for a particular purchase or travel or hotel. Some companies, they have a good budget or low budget for their traveling or business purpose traveling. So that's why you should pick the hotel or motel or even hostel according to your budget. So do you remember what does it mean, the word amenities? Is it a good word? Is it bad? So how do you feel this?
Yeah, so amenities, it's something useful, something very good, which you can use like a service area. Let's say if you want to do the nails or manicure, you know, you need a manicure or something. So you're looking for this beauty shop or how you saloon, beauty saloon, right? Not saloon, probably salon, right? Yes. So yeah, it's an amenity. So beauty salon is the amenity, and cinema is an amenity. So the, let's say, grocery store is an amenity, the bus stop is an amenity, right? So all of this is an amenities, and you can use this right away. When I talk with you about the facilities, different facilities, what the hotel has, for example, swimming pool facility, a restroom facility, this is all different places, right? Related to the particular logic of use. For example, if you have a swimming pool, it's a swimming pool facility. So the pool facility can give you a chance to swim. So this, how this logic works. When I ask you about something related to the design of the room, you know, I want to check what is the table, what is the chair looks like, or I want to fix this, or I want to, let's say, renew this table or chair, right? How do I call whole thing about the design, about decoration of the room? How do I name it? Of course, it's fixtures and furnishings, right? Fixtures and furnishings. So your curtains, your pillows, your decorative blankets, it's all there, right? So fixtures and furnishings, desks and some other things, right? And connected word is when I want you to redo things, improve the condition of the room, of its furniture. So what is the word I'm kind of using when I'm repairing, rebuilding things? And the word is renovate, right? So to renovate something, it means to make it better, to make it work much, much better. And to be honest, renovation is a very popular word used in this industry when you have a renovation. So people are really want to come to your hotel because everything is new, brand new, and people love things when they're new, right? So, and when you should leave the room immediately because another guest is coming at 2 p.m. and the housekeeper should clean your room at 12. So what should you do? Yes, you should check out, you're right. And this word called vacate. So when you are vacating, you are leaving the room, you're letting the housekeeper to clean your room, right? Yeah, that's how it works. And actually, that's all like hard words, what I see here. And maybe one more about your feelings. When you provide a lot of attention, when you give a lot of comfort and kindness to someone, how do you call this feeling? Yes, this is the pampered feeling, right? That's the feel. You can feel, you can make someone feel pampered. You can pamper someone. This is a lot of attention which you give, a lot of care, a lot of kindness which you give to someone, right? And that's actually the last word for today. I was really pleased to have this beautiful vocabulary lesson with you guys. I really hope that you will learn English more and more and more. I hope you will pay attention to our podcast. I hope you loved our podcast episodes. So hope to see you very soon. Have an amazing day. Enjoy your working or your, you know, I don't know what are you doing right now, but just enjoy your moment and learn English, right? See you soon and have a beautiful, beautiful and amazing day. Bye-bye, everyone. See you later.